Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. A couple of injury updates outside of our own, and we'll fill you in on what's going on up here at Flowery Branch. But the Bucks have placed Mike Evans on injury reserve. Broken collarbone. He has a chance to return in December. Jaden Daniels has been ruled out for Monday Night Football versus the Chiefs because of the injury he suffered against the Cowboys, a low-grade right hamstring. So no Jaden Daniels, no Mike Evans.
Commander season's going south quick, isn't it?
Well, dude, that quarterback thing, I mean, so you're telling me the Chiefs are going to take on Marcus Mariota like we did? And the Chiefs are back almost to 100%, if not, I think, at 100% strength. Let's talk to the voice of our Atlanta Falcons guys. Wes Durham joins us. And, Wes, we had Coach on in here. We were talking about the concerns of the offense and all the things. How concerning is it to you with what you've seen with Michael Penix? And this today we find out he's limited in practice with what the team is calling a knee injury. And Coach said, look, if we've got to go to Kirk Cousins, we will. But we don't know that yet because we haven't seen what Michael's able to do. How concerned are you about this?
Concerned because I think you've got continuity and you got rhythm now with Michael, certainly at the quarterback spot. But at the same time, too, it's kind of like the counter premium on the insurance policy. You got a guy with 165 starts somewhere in there, right? So, or 165 games played, I guess. But it's, you want Penix if you can get him, but you want him at close to 100% because, you know, you're looking at a group coming in here that's going to play with their hair on fire. And you want to keep him – you want him to take as many snaps as he can, but you need him at close to health. If there's any kind of, concern about his overall health and finishing the game, then you might want to think about what the second line plan would be because you got to finish the season here, guys. We don't need this to become what it's become in Washington. I mean, look at – you just ran through the scenario out there for DQ. This is Mariota's, what, third start in five games now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you don't want it to become that because that disrupts the offensive platform as an entirely different light than it does when it's, you know, like, oh, by the way, we got to plug in a wide receiver this week. Oh, we got to plug in a tackle here, whatever. When you change the quarterback out, the quarterback's the central operating system for the entire team, let alone the offense at times. And you don't want it to become a distraction, especially if you put some wins together and you're in this thing going down the stretch for sure.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, it is kind of interesting. It's the ultimate irony. If Kirk Cousins comes in and balls out and then Raheem Morris gets some success and then Raheem wants to hold on to his job, you know, and Zach Robinson wants to get another job, you know, you're going to go with what works. I mean, that's the NFL. I mean, I was surprised at a lot of this, Wes. I mean, not to analyze Kirk, because, you know, Kirk, he said what he said. He tried to kind of, you know, spin it at the Super Bowl with some interviews he did.
Sure.
But, you know, they decide, like, Penix Jr. is our guy, even though you do have this incredibly expensive insurance policy. At least we're not dealing with Marcus Mariota coming in, so that's one way to look at it if we do have to go to Cousins.
True. And look, Kirk's very serviceable, right? I mean, we're a year later down the road, Mike,
right,
from a health perspective.
100%.
So the one thing I would say is that, you know, you're going to get a guy who's probably in better physical shape than he was at any point last year. And I'm speculating there completely. I don't know that. But I would say that there were scenarios. Let's put it that way. Like, if Tua can't go, we're going to get Quinn Ewers' first career start. Let's put it that way.
Right.
You know, if Tua for some reason doesn't play Sunday here, Quinn Ewers starts. And that's a totally different situation from the hand Atlanta can play. So, and Kirk's mindful enough of being a pro that he's going to, you know, he'll lock in if he's the guy that ends up going on Sunday. You know, he'll lock in to be the guy that, you know, will try and generate offense and do the right thing. And, you know, like I say, I think we're dealing with somebody in a better physical condition than he was a season ago, for sure.
Wes, the run game, when it's good, it's so good. And then when it's not, it's not. And we were talking
the other
to
night,
Rob,
they weren't going to let it be good.
Well, okay, so then we were talking to Rob about this and you know, the adjustments from our offensive coordinator. Tell us what you're seeing. You're calling these games. You guys do a terrific job. Of course, Wes and Dave will have the action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Sunday against the Dolphins. But what are you seeing? Because Sunday was a different animal.
Well, different animal in that it almost looked like that Robert Saleh's number one goal was do not let Bijan Robinson detonate this game. And every time he touched the ball, I saw three red shirts around him at a minimum. And, you know, Tyler Algier came in there briefly and, you know, he had a little bit of success. But it was going to – if Atlanta was going to win the game the other night, they were going to have to win it throwing the ball down the field or throwing the ball, period, because they were not going to let seven disrupt it. And that was even true, I think, when he was employed as a receiver too, Carl. For me, it became about the ability to collaborate on the success of the game. As much as they shut Atlanta down offensively in the run game, we let McCaffrey get warmed up. McCaffrey was on a mission the other night to basically carry that team. He knew with Mac Jones was serviceable, you know, that kind of thing. But Christian McCaffrey showed you why he's one of the best two-way goes in the league the other night. You know, to me, they won the game when he got going. And then Atlanta didn't help themselves. I mean, three unforced errors is one thing, and then the other, you know, plays behind the line, things like that, just didn't work in their favor. So
losing Diablo,
opinion,
too, Wes. Losing Diablo hurt
big
time.
That's the one. I mean, you want to talk about me starting to have a bad day here? I was doing fine until I read that Raheem said in the presser that that's potentially season-ending, or at least a ticket to the IR list. We all know IR is not season-ending anymore. Right. I guess you can come back at any point, but man, I don't want to hear that. That guy right there, you guys know full well what I think of that guy and that arrival
right
here. And I think he's proven his worth times two or three. But to me, Carl, the other night was about them wanting to keep Robinson under wraps and us not being able to keep McCaffrey under wraps.
Right. I mean, but teams are going to try to take away the run game and make the rookie quarterback, you know, beat you. So that's where we get back to this,
the man-to-man.
And how does that, you know, how does Michael Owens, it takes responsibility, said to media today that he's got to be better. He's looking at film and he's got to correct mistakes. But he also, I think there are ways to mitigate some of the things defense is doing with the play calling.
Yeah, and the ball's got to get out. That's the other thing too, right? The ball has got to get out as soon as possible in these throws. I mean, we can't – the scenarios where the pressure is allowed to develop and things like that, I think Dave pointed that out on Sunday night. You got to get the ball out. And Atlanta's got to be a lot more rhythmic in terms of the offense. Because I thought when they got a little tempo going against Buffalo guys a week ago, that's when some of the games started to change. And I was disappointed they couldn't keep any offensive momentum built the other night in order to try and get that done. because I think that's, in all honesty, Mike and Carl, I think that's when they're playing at their best, when they can change gears with the tempo of what they're doing on the side of the ball.
Wes, we're talking to Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Falcons. Let's talk about Miami. They're a mess. And I said to Coach, they are. They are. And yeah. I said to Coach, yeah. I said, this is a dangerous game. And, of course, he said they're all dangerous. No, they're 1-6. They come in here and find a way to get this done. This is going to be that even a worse taste in our mouth than I think Carolina felt like because of how bad they've looked. What do you know about this team? I know you're already breaking it down and doing the research to get ready for Sunday.
Sure. Well, the one thing that comes off the page is they're 67% in the red zone. Now, they've only had 18 drives in the red zone. Atlanta has had 18 drives and scored 8 touchdowns. Miami's had 18 drives and scored 12 touchdowns. The other thing is they're 7th in red zone defense. Now, they've allowed 31 red zone drives, but they've only allowed 16 touchdowns.
And we're one of the worst red zone offenses, Wes. We had that stat yesterday. We're tied for
28th. Mike, well done on your part. 28th in red zone offense, and Atlanta is 32nd in red zone defense.
And something's got to give. And, Wes, we talked about, you know, this team, you know, getting things cranked up at home with a run game, and that's, like, we're going to live and die with the run game. But you look at Indianapolis. Well, actually, first thing at New England. I mean, a lot of teams are going to look at this, whether who the quarterback is, and say we're going to make the quarterback beat us. Going to take away that element of physicality. I also thought, and like it is what it is. He's been great for the first, you know, 5 games, but this is the first time that Elijah Wilkinson was kind of exposed on Sunday night.
Yeah, Kappen started a little bit late in the Buffalo game, but yeah, Bryce Huff was taking his name on Sunday night a little bit. Look, and I think what you're going to find out is, you know, when you start to look at where the Dolphins are, I mean, their defensive numbers are not great. They're 26 total, but they're 11th in pass. And part of the reason is they've got Bradley Chubb out of Hillgrove High School rolling at you, right? They've got Jalen Phillips. They've got Jordan Brooks has already got 75 tackles for them, by the way, in 7 games.
That's crazy.
At linebacker. And they've got big guys. I mean, Sealer's been there 100 years. Kenneth Grant is a rookie from Michigan, who was a productive player. The Phillips kid from Maryland is 305 on a 6'3 frame. And then look at their secondary. Minkah Fitzpatrick is in Miami. Who knew? Ashton Davis has been there a while. He's a former Jet, came over in a free agent deal. They've got guys who are productive. Atlanta is going to have to start fast on Sunday. I can't stress it enough. I think it is a huge deal. I really do. I think it's one of those where if you can get off to a good start, you immediately take their will from them, right? I mean, here's the number, and I know you guys got Charlie Warner coming. Miami has only scored 14% of their points in the first quarter. Atlanta has only allowed opponents to score 14 points in the first quarter. And the Falcons have responded by scoring 34% of their total number in the first quarter. So that needs to happen on Sunday. It's as simple as I can put it, I think.
Hey, Wes, before we cut you loose, big game for Georgia. They're all big games down the stretch, but Georgia Tech, Syracuse last year, Fran Brown made it a sticking point and a bullet board about being physical. And it wasn't like Brent said anything about they weren't physical, but I don't think the Syracuse team is as good as last year's team. I like Georgia Tech, but it is a big number. Right, yeah.
Well, and the other thing, too, is you're going to see the backup quarterback, Steve Angeli, tore his Achilles at Clemson in the win there. They've been going with Ricky Collins, an LSU transfer, for the last couple of ball games. This will be his third start for them. Syracuse is capable on defense, but the offense is really struggled to throw the ball. Yasin Willis is a terrific running back, a kid I think originally going to Georgia from Newark who ended up at Syracuse when Fran got the job. And for me, this is a game where Brent and those guys have to kind of lock in a little bit. Coming off the Duke game, keep your focus. It's all out in front of Georgia Tech. It's that simple. And you're gonna hear a lot of people nationally say they're not deserving, their schedule's this. Heather Denich, and Heather does a great job, but she's already casted doubt on if they could survive with a loss. None of that matters to Brent Key. Brent Key is a week-to-week, you know, day-to-day guy in terms of this football team. And one of the keys to their success, guys, is that senior focus. The fact they've got so many seniors, and they've got guys in principal positions on that team who are making things happen. So,
right. I think
that's your biggest advantage right now.
Sorry, Wes. I think Indiana is the template. If you put Indiana in, they were 60th in strength of schedule. If Tech's got one loss and it's Georgia, they'll get a big bounce. They're 50th right now strength of schedule for the Jackets.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Every committee's different, Mike, and I would agree with you in most cases. It's going to be really interesting to watch the Big 12 unfold here. Carl's league is Carl. A little bit on Big 12 might be starting to deliver the goods now. Texas Tech had a loss, things like that. This is going to get really interesting in that league, and that's going to be a league that could offset what the SEC and the Big 10 do from their side.
Good stuff, Wes. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you stopping
you
by, as always.
Have you got that Raven County Wildcat on there yet?
He's coming, baby. Charlie Warner's on the way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go. Good football player, man. Like watching him play.
He is a good football player. Hey, brother, take care. Have a good call on Sunday.
All right, guys. Be well.
Thanks so much. Mike mentioned it. Charlie's on the way. But before that, we got to get to some guy talk, Mike.
Yeah, man. Tom Izzo is hot under the collar, and I got to agree with him on this one. Doesn't make a lot of sense what's going on in men's college basketball. Stay tuned for that. And the Star Wars movie, we've been stuck with some real lemons and some real bad TV. But here's a movie that should have been made. And why didn't get made?
Okay.
Adam Driver says, I'd have played that movie.
Wow.
Tell you about it. Coming up in Guy Talk next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.